listening to the Next Step podcast, Saving Money in Your 20s, part of our Spotlight on Saving series presented by Regions Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique financial goals. Today we are joined by Donna Medina, a financial wellness relationship manager for Regions Bank in Nashville, Tennessee. Now let's get into it.
Today we're discussing money-saving tips for when you're in your 20s. Now to start, it may seem difficult to save money in your 20s, especially if you have a large chunk of student debt to pay off. However, saving doesn't have to mean sacrifice. First, you should understand why you should be saving. In your 20s, focus on setting the foundation for success throughout your life. In addition to being prepared for financial emergencies, saving allows you to plan for major expenses that may pop up in the next few years. Whether you want to buy a car, plan a trip, pay for a wedding, or put a down payment on a house, having a robust savings account can help you make those goals a reality. Also, the sooner you start saving for retirement, the larger your nest egg will be when you need it. Even starting a few years earlier than you think you need to can make a huge difference down the line. Now the question that is left is how to save. There are several steps you can take to save money on everyday purchases as well as minimize your debt. The first tip is to start by paying down debt. I'd recommend tackling loans or credit card debt as a first priority. While it may not feel like saving in the technical sense, paying off student loans or other debt as quickly as possible may save you a significant amount of money in interest payments in the long run. By paying off debt, you'll be able to start making bigger contributions to your savings sooner rather than later. Next, create a budget and stick to it. Having a budget is crucial to saving money, but you have to follow it. Not having a budget and not looking at your budget is the same thing. I recommend using an app that tracks your spending and sends you alerts to see how well you're following your budget. Make sure that contributing to your savings account is a top priority in your budget by paying yourself first. Next, save your change. While a few cents here and there may not feel like much, every penny counts when it comes to saving. Empty your purse or pockets at the end of each day, and when your savings jars are full, deposit them into your savings account. This easy system might even help you develop a habit of not spending everything you have. Another simple tip is to round up debit purchases. Another way to save your change is not to accumulate any at all. Some apps like Acorns allow you to set up a program that rounds up every purchase you make to the nearest dollar and deposits the extra change into a diversified investment portfolio. Next, remember to shop smart. While you can still clip coupons, there are a lot of other ways to save now that discounts have gone digital. There are several shopping websites, such as Ebates, that offer extra discounts or give you a certain percentage cash back on your digital shopping. Your bank may even offer a similar cashback rewards program. There are also dozens of money-saving apps such as Ibotta or even browser extensions such as Honey that can help you save money in many places you shop online. Remember that having a savings plan is an important part of your financial health. Find ways to take the work out of saving so you can sit back and watch your savings account grow every month. And that concludes this podcast on saving tips for your 20s. You can find additional information about budgeting and more online at regions.com/next-step. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening.
Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.